Unalaska residents once again filled the galleries of the Museum of the Aleutians late last week during an open house hosted by the museum's board of directors. The museum remains closed to the public, but behind the scenes, an interim director has been setting a new course for the 17-year-old institution. KUCB's Greta Mart reports.
At the open house, MOTA board chair Susie Goldoff welcomed a crowd of over 100. She urged locals to stay involved in museum affairs.
It's a special place. It houses our treasures and objects and artifacts. Also kind of speaks to who we are as a community. We're very vibrant and ever-changing.
The Museum of the Aleutians has been shuttered since last fall. That's when the museum's board placed former director and current Unalaska City Councilwoman Zoya Johnson on administrative leave after items from the museum's collection were found in her home. It was the museum's education programs director who made the discovery, and she and the collection manager resigned at that time. The board investigated and ultimately found Johnson exercised no criminal intent. But the board voted to reprimand her for the breach in collections protocol. Johnson was also directed to write a letter of apology to the community. After 11 years on the job, Johnson resigned as the museum's executive director in November. Since then, the MOTA board has been tasked with hiring a whole new staff and overhauling institutional protocols. They decided to open the museum's doors for a few hours last week to give the community a chance to meet museum officials, hear the current status on operations, and take a rare look at the non-public part of the museum. Goldoff introduced the woman now serving as interim director. Cindy Jones, known as CJ, was the director of the Sheldon Museum in Haines for many years. Since retiring, she's been doing contract work for museums all over Alaska.
So I've been in museums from Barrow to Nanwalek in Port Graham, south of Homer. And, you know, of all the facilities that I have worked in, this one is a beautiful building. Whoever directed the architects and their design did an awesome job, I think, is well laid out. And those of you that have been back in collection storage, it's state of the art. It really is. And very few museums in the state have such a wonderful facility as what you have. So you should be really proud as a community for what you have here.
Jones assured attendees the museum was in a good place and the entire collection was well documented and accounted for. She arrived on January 22nd and says she's planning on staying for about 6 weeks. Also at the open house was curator of museum services Scott Carley from Alaska State Museums. Carley flew out from Juneau to help with MOTA's current transition. He says it's part of the statutory mission of Alaska State Museums to foster museum development in the state.
We realize that we can't curate every single community. We can't care for the artifacts that matter to you. We can't tell your story from Juneau. And my job, believe it or not, is to help you. That's all I do all day long is I answer emails, I answer the phone. When the board calls, when Susie called, I was there to pick it up, and we had a conversation about the path forward for this museum.
Carley says he'll be working with the MOTA board over the next few months in conducting a nationwide search to
restaff this museum with the most professional, highest quality people that we can find.
The applicant deadline for the executive director position is March 25th. Carley told the open house crowd he was enthusiastic about the museum's future.
You know, you could have a maker's fair here. You could have kids building Legos here, you know, working with the collection. And what I've told the board is that in the future, I think that what they should be looking for is 15, 20 years from now, who is going to be the director of this museum who is from this community? That's what I would like to see.
Opened in 1999, the museum is a nonprofit corporation and houses over 35,000 objects. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Greta Mart.